the parasha, Parashat Zemar, one of the inyanim that is one of the mitzvahs tucked into here is a very, very big mitzvah, a very big inyan, and that's the inyan of Kiddush Hashem, Chil Hashem. So Shmata Mitzvah, Asisa Moisam, Ni Hashem, Leisechal Hashem Kotshi, V'niktashi B'zerach Ni Yisrael, Ani Hashem Mekadishchem. So the pasuk says that there's a chiyuv of v'leisechal Hashem kodshi v'nikdashi b'zerach bnei Yisrael, and it's tied together with amoytzes chemeret v'tzayim lislachem l'lekim ani Hashem. So the sefri dash and the safra dash and the Torah's kind of dash is over here that it says al tnai mesoyas atzmecha v'kadesh shmi. Yochel b'yichidi tamloi b'zerach bnei Yisrael ha'merubim. So it's Dafka B'tech Me'Yisrael. Ha'moitzei Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim. Al T'nai Hoitzei Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Moitzei Klal Yisrael Al T'nai from Eretz Mitzrayim. Al T'nai Shetimseru Atzmechem L'Kadosh Hashmi. The T'nai is Kiddush Hashem. So, I mean, you find a lot of inyanim that it says, L'moshel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Moitzei Klal Yisrael, if it would have been just to keep us away from Shrotzim, that's enough. All sorts of inyanim that are linked with Yetzias Mitzrayim for different reasons. Some of them Ani Hashem Shivchanti Ben Tipa Letipa, and all sorts of inyanim. This one is very. This is very interesting. This is Al Tnai. The Tnai is Kiddush Hashem. It's strange. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out. Vezelecha Ois. That Kalis will be Tachzahor as a Tavna Salikim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be in Kabul the Torah. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Al Tanai Shem Kabul Torah. Fine. He was Moitzi Klai Yisrael so that they would be Oivir Hashem Tachzahor. Good. Why specific? The Lashon is Al Tanai, Mesiras Nefesh is a Tanai for it. Why? Of course, it's a very big mitzvah, very chashuv mitzvah, but why is that the yichud for Yetzias Mitzrayim? I mean, the general kabbalas mitzvahs. I mean, just like it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was buried the world, yoyim hashishi, t'nai hisna, for Torah b'chlolius, here also for Torah b'chlolius. Rashi says it over here in two words, ha-moitzi eschem al menas kein. In other words, the pasuk should read, v'leisechal v'nikdash yisrach bnei Yisrael, Ani Hashem Hakadishchem, Shal Menas Ken Amoitzei Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim. Amoitzei Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim, Ani Hashem Hakadishchem Amoitzei Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim. In other words, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is Kiddush Hashem, that's the one who's Amoitzei Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim. So you need to understand the specific reason why Yetzias Mitzrayim Dafka is totally in Kiddush Hashem. You find a little bit of a mini gili of it in the fact that it says Klal Yisrael had to go into the Yam until the neck. They had to keep going, and then they had the Nesekris Yamsuf. Kilu it's mashma that the etzim Yetzias Mitzrayim was totally in Kiddush Hashem, it says Nefesh, etc. But we need to understand what facet of Yetzias Mitzrayim it is Dafka totally in that. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs, when he speaks about the inyan of the mitzvahs of Kiddush Hashem, mitzvah tes, he says, "V'inyan zeis haMitzvah, asher anachnu mitzuvim lefarsem emuna zeis haMitzvah boilam. We're mitzuvah to be mefarsem emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. V'shelo nefachet mehezik shemazik. We shouldn't be worried." From the fact that we are getting some sort of hezek, and so on and so forth. So the Rambam says that the mitzvah is because of mitzvah to farsh in this emuna ba'olam, and we shouldn't be scared to from anything that comes in us and so on. There's something missing here. I could understand if there was a mitzvah of Talmud Torah to Rabbim to teach Goyim. That, let's say there'd be a mitzvah that we should go out and be mefarsim and emunah amongst the Mosheilam, and therefore the question is, Goyim don't like to get Shira Torah, so how far should we go with the Harpatzas Torah amongst the Mesoilam, so the answer would be to go until the Gvul of Mesiras Nefesh. But or past, you know, no, it's past the Gvul of Mesiras Nefesh as well. But what's the Pshat? There is no mitzvah, not Arab, it's also to teach Torah to a guy and so on. So what's the Pshat? The only mitzvah that we have to teach Umasoilam is to teach them is Kiddush Hashem. Why not just, you know, regular Zayim Yitzei Noach and all sorts of Divrei Musar and so on and so forth? Why is this? It's Ke'ilu, the Pirsum amongst the world is only Shaykh in this Inyan over here. It also says Hamitzas Hamaretz Mitzrayim. It says Vinitash Al Pnei Yisrael Nimek Hadishchem. So Rashi says over here that Talmud Ukeshu Moisa Atzmoi Yim Sasa Naslamus. When a person is moisa himself, to me say, should be moisa for naslamus. Shekol ha-moisa atzmam nas ha-nes enoisa le-nes. Because if you moisa nefesh for a nes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do a nes. Shekei mitzidei chanesh ha-azariya shalomos atzmam nas ha-nes. Shenema ve-hen lo-idulu malka v'chulu v'chulu. And that's why they had a nes. So, it's very hard to understand. It's the Torah's Kranim over here, it's Afra over here. Very hard to understand what is the what's this for? The Chazal say it by Avram and Haran that Avram went into the fire by Nimrod, not al nas, there should be a nes. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him a nes. His brother saw it and he said, "Oh, if this is so good, I'm going to do it also." And he wasn't saved. So the Chazal say if you do something al nas. If Hanes, it doesn't come. If you do it without the Nes, natural Shalei Almanas Nes, then it does come. Fine, that's good. But over here, I mean, there's a Chiv. It doesn't say anything in the Pasuk about Nisim happening. It says Yunal Michal Shekotchi, which means you're supposed to be Moisa Nefesh, finished. Well, Rashi says, and by the way, don't do it Almanas for Nes. Because if you do it on Nes, it's Oysel Nes. But, Mashma, if you do it Shalel Menas Nes, then a Nes would come. I mean, the mitzvah is to do it, period. Where does this come in? It's almost Mashma, it's almost Meduyak over here, that doing it for the sake of a Nes, not for the sake of this, but that the Nes that comes out, like Hanan Shal Azariah, is very significant. The nes is ke'ilu what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants out of it. That there will be a nes. But there's a t'nai. If you do it for the nes, al-menas the nes, there's not going to be nes. If you do it shaloi al-menas, there will be nes. Ke'ilu, the bottom line is, the shleimus ha'inyan is when Klal Yisrael does it, l'shem shemayim, shaloi al-menas the nes, and a nes comes out. As if it's important there should be a nes, but the only way to get to a nes is if there's not going to be a manasa nes. And I tried a little bit to understand what does it mean that the tachlis of it is to have the nisim. The tachlis of the Kiddush Hashem would be to have the nes. It's just very, very, very difficult to get the lishma if, you know, and it shouldn't be for the nes. So let's be misplaying a little bit in the union of Kiddush Hashem, mitzad its teichen, mitzad its oimek hadava, and so on. The bechlal, the word v'nikdashti, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be niskadish, v'nikdashti, v'seich bnei Yisrael. Kedusha is always some sort of element of being beyond, above, like we saw last week, kedoshim tiyu, that you should be gedurim or prushim or yochel kamoini, them are kodesh, kodesh, kodesh. There are different levels of kedusha. Basically, is a negative term. It means not attainable, not accessible, beyond, and so on. So the mitzvah of kiddush Hashem is this nekuda. Let's try to understand the toichen sheboy. What is that nekuda of beyond? the world of Teva is most basically defined as something for something. It's defined as there's no such thing as Yesh Me'ayin, and everything is, for every action, there is an exact and opposite reaction. We're learning now the Sugya of Nene, and Zenen of Zalechasa, and we're talking about the Chiv of Nene, and we use the term Momeni Gabach. If I transferred money of mine to your Rishus, there has to be a transfer back. Something becomes Chayev back. So if Hanoah went from my Rishus to your Rishus, you have to pay and give back for the Hanoah. The Mahalach of the world is set up so that things are recast. In other words, Mecha Humemka, Maso Matan, is the foundation of a Yesh Meyesh world. And that's the world. In that world, there is no such thing, within the framework of Teva, there's no such thing as Lishma, because everything has to be weighed with something else. Even a matana, the Gemara says, Ilav, that he wouldn't have done a Nachas Ruach, he wouldn't be given a matana. A matana repays something else. So it's not tangible, it's not a chefetz for a chefetz. If it's a chefetz for Nachas Ruach, or a chefetz for expected Nachas Ruach, like Lisechonim by Umas Oilam, where if you're doing it so that there is some sort of something you get better results, then it's fine. Because this world is a world of Yesh B'Yesh, and Shaliyah Menas LeKavul Pras is an impossibility in this world. Because Shaliyah Menas LeKavul Pras means that everything is going in one direction only. There's no rebound. The world as such is cyclical, and that gives it its kiyum. That's the all of Koheles, which describes the world in its tevistic oifen, keeps coming back and back again to the same point. You'll say that this is a davar chadash, shahoyu mikvar hayamim. Things keep going round and round, and therefore everything must be weighed with something else. That is the world of Teva. The type of inyan that is hefech that is when something is a one-way street, and that's called lishma. Lishma is something which goes in one direction without anything coming back the other direction. It's a one-way street when I do something lishma. That is a metzias that supersedes teva. When a secular scientist looks at the world, he looks at a barrier that it does a chesed. So, for instance, every time we see a bal chai sacrifice itself, the scientist says, "What does it get back in return?" "Quote unquote evolution requires a payback," and they're right. Within the world of Teva, this has to be a payback. If an animal does something that is quote unquote giving, it there is a getting. It could be the min and not the yochid, but that has to be that way. Or else there's no kiyum. There's no kiyum for any being that is that's not like that. Klal Yisrael, an Adam is in as much as Adam has a neshama leikis, in as much as a person has a nefesh leikis to him, the place that's demonstrated specifically is in one-way actions. Avasa emes, for no reason other than avasa emes, and nothing coming back again. It's sort of a one-way escape from the grips of Teva. That is the pu'ulois that are considered pu'ulois of lishma. pe'ulos of lishma are one-way pe'ulos that don't have any because. The Rambam says, the Rambam's in the end of Hilchos Tshuva, he says that we need to give, you need to give children and, you know, and Hamoin Am, you must tell them that the reason for doing mitzvahs and so on is Faschar and Einish. That's the way it has to be, because that's the way they understand. And the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnah is in Chelek, in Zakdam to Chelek, also uses as a mushal, as a Agav Shitfei. It uses a mushal for Nyanim that require, that when you're raising a child, you need to keep on, you need to keep on raising the Shaloi Lashma. First it'll be food, it'll be clothing, it'll be money, it'll be covet. Four stages. You know, it's the trick of teaching him is the herring, the shaloi lishma, that will make him tick. So that is the mahalach that's appropriate. The Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva, and when a person becomes, it's only when a person becomes full of das and so on, that megalim loy razeh, you teach him this secret of lishma. The Rambam says it's a mahalach that is not a correct mahalach for the majority of people that live within the framework of Teva. It's called a soid, it's called a raz. And the reason why it's called a soid is because it has no mahalach within the world of Teva. Within the world of Teva, there is no such mahalach. It's a secret. What do you mean Lashma is a secret? We talk about it. I mean, every kid who's gone to yeshiva has heard the word Lashma 1,001 times. It's a secret like in Kabbalah. Like, well, what kind of secret is Lashma? The Teretz is any mahalach that's not shayach to mahalach olam hazeh is called a soid. It's called Megillah Rozeh is Lebanai. It's a mahalach that is be'etzem. Look around. Where did you see it? Where in this world do we have a dugma for it? The Gemara in Chelek, when the Gemara speaks about Chiyas HaMesim, he says, Har'eini dugma ba'olam, I think he says, the Lashon. Show me a mashal for it. So you have the tzlaf over there, this, that, the other thing. You have all sorts of mishalim for it. This is something Lishma has no mashal in this world, and therefore it's kol kuloi for the world. It's kol kuloi for it's a mahalach out of this world. So we have in this world two levels of mahalchim. There's tevedike mahalchim, and there are nisis deke mahalchim. There's mahalchim of teva, means they're within this world. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does pu'ulois of hatzola and harvacha and so on using teva, that's one darga. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu can use nisim to show a mahalach outside of this world. Even though nes itself has HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want to use nisim as the mahalach within the world of teva. As long as a person is within the world of teva, there is it's wrong for a gili of nisim. Refutna says, others say it's not him only. The famous Gemara by Reb Chanina ben Doisa, that he came in and his wife said, we have only water, we don't have oil. It says Misha Amal Lashem Shiyadlik, we have Lamayim Shiyadlik, Chaymet Shiyadlik, she had vinegar, and it lit. So Reb Chanina asked the Gemara, is Meirich, a block before, about how terrible it is to be matriach HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Ma'ase Nisim. And Rabbi Yossi had a son, a daughter, and a son that he killed because he was matriach HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make a nes and so on. It's a tircha klapei Shemaya. It's wrong. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the world to function within Teva and so on. So how could he do that? So he answered, there's two dargas. There's a person that lives within the world of Teva, and therefore we want the hashkacha needs to be within Teva. There is the unique Reb Chanina ben Doisa who lives outside the world of Teva, because by him it's not the pshat. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, he could also make a big nes and have the chometz be nidlak. He looked blankly and said, "Well, what's the difference? It's lighting because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. What's the difference?" When you're holding at that darga, you're going to say Misha Omar is going back to Maisa Brachus. At the time of Brachus, it was no more nes to make oil light than to make vinegar light. So the world of nes, so long as it's the not natural order of things, is a pagam. When it's the natural order of things, it's a much higher mahalach. Well, let's give an example. Let's say let's say a person has a class, and a class, and you the kids need to do a test on this material, and they need to take it a certain day, etc., etc. And you make somebody a yoytzim in a klal. You tell them, you know what? You know, I know you from a long time already. I know your family. This, that, the other thing. We'll make you a yoytzim in a klal. That is seen as negative. You are, so to speak, defeating the system. You want a system of accountability, and X brings Y, and so on and so forth. And you're letting the person slip out. Let's say this is a person that can say over everything Balpeh from A to Z. He's got Kishrin, Amelus, whatever it is. The person's accomplishments are so great that it doesn't make sense to sit him down next to a test with 10 questions when he can say it backwards and forwards, Balpeh, on the spot. So there, if I excuse him from the test, it's not a breach in the system, but I deher him as being beyond the system. I deher him as being bigger than that. So that's not a defeating the system. Fakert, it's a gili on the tachas of the system is to know it. And here we have somebody who knows it la'elo, more than anything else that could be. The same thing works in Ruchnias. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's real, I mean, Lasad Lovo is Olam Haba. Olam Haba is a world that doesn't have Mehalchim of Teva, and it's not meant to have Mehalchim of Teva. So it's locked into this world is Teva, in Olam Haz. Olam Haz is locked Teva. Olam Haz is beyond Teva. No one is going to ask a question, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like Nisim, well, what about Olam Haba? Well, Olam Haba is the world past Teva, beyond Teva, bigger than Teva, which is Be'etzim the ultimate Ratzim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Klal Yisrael at a certain, the Nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim were not a break with Teva. They were a gilui of a world of Lasid Lavai. They were a gilui of Mahalchim of Emes. It's ki'ilu, we would have opened up a window and seen Brias Olam. And it is like that. Shabbos has in itself a Zeichat Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the Rishonim all explain, because Yetzias Mitzrayim opened, it's as if we were able to open the window in the back and see Brachus happening. That's what those Nisim were. They were not a messing up of the Teva, they were a gili of the world that sits beyond the Teva. That was, so Yetzias Mitzrayim was kilu a moment of a gili on Rachus, a gili on the events of Brias Olam, and a window forward into the world of Geula. So the Nisim Yetzias Mitzrayim are part and parcel of that mahalach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu bringing Malchus Shaka into the world. which in its ultimate is a mahalach that will transcend Teva and become beyond Teva. That's why Kiddush Hashem is the one mitzvah that mitzad its nature, it is transcends this world. Just like Chesed Shel Emes is called Chesed Shel Emes, because you don't expect a return for doing the Chesed. The being most nefesh, everything else, every other mitzvah we do, within the structure of this world, there's some sort of ability to sort of make it Shaloi Lishma. Why am I learning so stark? People should call me Rav Agoy. Why am I doing so much Chesed? People should say he's a paradigm of Chesed. People should return favors to me, and people should give me money, etc., etc. Those are all Shaloi Lishmas that find themselves, because every mitzvah exists within this world, it can come bouncing back. Kiddush Hashem, mitzvah, this world, is a one-way ticket. There's whatever they say at the Hespit, I ain't going to be there. If I'm a Kandashem Shemayim, I am going to leave this world. And within the confines of this world, there's not going to be a payback. That's why it specifically, Kiddush Hashem, is Goyer Nisim with it. Because I open up the world of Lishma, I pass by the world of Teva. Who once spoke that the strongest, if you ask the people who believe that whose God is Teva, and we ask them, what is the name of the God in every person, in every being that makes it tick? The answer is Hamidan al Achas, survival. Every single thing wants to exist. And therefore, that is the Shevesh Ashrashim of Teva in this world. The desire to be. And everything will get sold, like the Sutton said by Eve, you know, and for Nefesh, a person will give everything. When a person transcends that, he's broken through the wall of Teva, and he creates a Metzius of Nes. In other words, he makes the world Royu. Kriyas Yamsuv came about because of Klal Yisrael's total mitzvah nefesh. They were willing to drown their Hakadosh Baruch Hu Kriyas Yamsuv. There was a link between breaking through the world of Teva to the world beyond Teva on the nefesh level to the Gilui Mitzvah Hakadosh Baruch Hu. There's one catch. If a person harbors that in his mind, and he knows that there's going to be a nes, then he short circuits the process, and he puts himself back into Olam Hazeh. That's the chisaron over here. The person himself is shayach to beyond. The person himself took something which was beyond this and put it back again. That's the pshat that Almanas. That's what Rashi says. That's what Chazal say. The Akadosh Baruch Hu. We are supposed to make nisim. Hananya, Mishael, Vazaya were mekadeshem shemayim doubly. They were mekadeshem shemayim with being meisa nefesh, and the pol yotze meisa nefesh was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was niskadesh adi anes. The kiddush adi anes is what the person accomplishes with his meisa nefesh. And that's why the pasuk warns us not to do it amnas neis, because then you're going to lose out the most important part of it. Yes, Kiddush Hashem should bring neis, and bringing the neis is a tremendous expansion of the Kiddush Hashem, and it's the direct result of Kiddush Hashem. But if it becomes an almanas, then it's possible. That's the pshat, the tnai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a tnai. Yetzias Mitzrayim was a tnai for Kiddush, that Kiddush Hashem and Yetzias Mitzrayim were a tnai. In other words, Yetzias Mitzrayim is, if Yetzias Mitzrayim lands in a Klal Yisrael that is only living within the gvulos of its own tivim, then it's a wrong mahalach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not interested in breaking the world of Teva. He was interested in superseding the world of Teva. And Yetzias Mitzrayim was the makom where that type of anhugot came about, the medalag al ahara mekafzak voice, and that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu did that, and so on. Since Erev Lag BaOmer, we'll just mention an inyan associated with it. The Reb Shimei Choy and his Torah belongs to that world of beyond. It belongs to the Mahalchim that are Shayach above Teva, beyond Teva, and so on. When they had the Machleikis about the Romans, and it says, and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda and Reb Shimon were arguing about the Romans. And Reb Shimon says, whatever they do for themselves. They may build bridges so that they should collect money, and then they should this for wars, and so on and so forth. It's very interesting. I mean, sit back a minute. We have the three Gedol Olam are sitting and analyzing Malchus Roimi. So Malchus Roimi are Rishoyim, and we could say 1,001 Musa Shmuzen about the tremendous riches of Rome. It's like saying, you know, like people would say that, you know, the fascists made the trains run on time. The Nazis, the one thing about the Nazis say is, I mean, they said about Mussolini, but the trains ran perfectly well. It's revolting. I mean, you're talking about the Oymek of Ra, and that's the problem with it. That they, you know, and you find a good thing about it. You talk about Malchus Roim. There was Toiv in Roim also. It wasn't, the question wasn't the rishis. The question was, does Malchus Roim have an akuda that is shayach to the world of Toiv or not? And they said yes. To which Hashem Yechoi said, the hafchana of Toiv in the equation of Klal Yisrael is shayach to things that are beyond Teva. Anyone who does something almanas, in other words, all of those mahalchim of things that are done for shaloi lishma are only meaningful if they lead up to lishma. Malchus, the toiv of Malchus Roimi is a toiv of Teva, and therefore it's not toiv. By the yardstick of Hashem Yechoi, there's not even toiv in it, because the toiv itself is legramic of it. As long as you're doing for yourself, that's not real toiv. That's the pshat in the Rambam, that to be mefarsim the emunah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. In the level of emunah of Elokim within the Bria exists by Umos HaOlam, and exists as it does, and there's no inyan for Klal Yisrael to go and to teach them better the ethics of it. The mitzias of Kiddush Hashem, the blessing of Hashem goes beyond Teva. It's possible to do good because it's good. And that's and a person without getting anything back. I can't explain to you why good rebounds and gives me back again good. That's not good. That's effective, but it's not good. The lesson that Klal Yisrael can teach Umos HaOlam is only Kiddush Hashem. And that's that's the inyan of the Vinikdash of Zechnei Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael is mefarsim emunah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael dike emunah, only Kishem, see, only Chetimtza. Teaching them nice things and good things just gets retranslated back to Teva. Klal Yisrael has no chiv of that. The only thing Klal Yisrael can do that Muslim can't do is this thing could over here. I mean, we're talking about Kiddush Hashem, we're talking about things that are way beyond, we're talking about Olam Haba and Mahalchim, and past heaven, Seder. I'd like to apply it somewhere, somewhat, to something that we can have a shaykhus to. The Rambam says, very famous Rambam Pirush HaMishnayos in Makkos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mar B'Torah Mitzvahs to Klal Yisrael, because he wanted to be mezakakas olam haba, and since the only thing that brings olam haba is lishma, if a person does a lot of mitzvahs and ma'isim tovim, it's very possible that a person should do things lishma. So everyone asks, well, it doesn't say anywhere there's a tnai to get olam haba. We've spoken many, many times that it means that the mechus of olam haba is lishma. It's not this world's malchim, these are malchim olam haba, and therefore that's what the Rambam means and so on. I want to try to apply it somewhere. A person lives in a world of Torah mitzvahs. We all, Baruch Hashem, to some degree, we do things, Torah mitzvahs, X, Y, Z, and so on. There are things that there's a feedback. You know, people say, oh, it's very nice of you. There are things that are within a person's nature, that the person likes doing this type of thing. A person likes doing chesed. A person likes teaching. A person likes learning. Those are all wonderful things. You know, there's no mitzvah to be misagging yourself on it, but it's a certain darga of, it's not fully lishma. Occasionally we get a mitzvah that from no side in the world, we're occasionally asked to help somebody, that there's not a single reward in helping him. He's a particularly dislikable person. He has no chance of giving you back anything. It's at a particularly bad time for me. There's not one piece of cheshek to do it. And the person got himself into trouble. The person himself is, just the person gets under your skin, and no one's going to know about it, and so on and so forth. And we tend to have the least cheshek and the most excuses to get out of that. A person has to learn a sugya that is particularly difficult, particularly against his tchunis, and it's something he's not going to be tested on, no one's going to know, and so on and so forth. There's a particular element of a person that should look forward, but a person should grab onto that opportunity and say, there's not a single reason for me to do this, except that it's the right thing. Except that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. There's a gewaldige chshivus in doing that. The person doesn't have to go fishing for it. They come your way. The person wants to daven at a time when he's tired. He doesn't need anything in particular now. It's nobody's around. Not one shaloi lishma exists. And those times we usually are at our worst. We all admit to ourselves. Listen, we are very much in this world, and the feedbacks are good. Sometimes they don't have to be bad feedbacks. They can be, you know, very good. I like this. It's the type of thing I enjoy. It's everyone else is doing it, and it's geschmack to do it together. But there are times when none of the above exists, and those things need a lot of chizuk. If a person understands that a person walks into the Beis Medrash, and it's the beginning of his man, and the Beis Medrash is full, and everybody's learning shtark, and it's a very geschmacka sugya, and there's a good shir on it. So the person has a lot of things checked off why he's doing it. Person walks in the middle of the summer, it's hot, no one's around, he's tired, then no one will know if he did the sugya, didn't do the sugya, those to talk to, and he sits down, and there's not one single shalalishma that he could check off on the boxes. That's when the person says to himself, you know, this is a nekuda that shayach to the world of not because, but lishma. It has no way of paying itself back within my framework. And a person should feel that if emes exists where there's no feedback within the context of who he is and what he is and so on. That's the union of Kiddush Hashem that shayach to every one of us. It opens up a world to emes that doesn't exist wherever we have a tarevus of things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us opportunities in our lifetime to do things that are shayach to Shema. Your key to olam haba in the real sense of the world will be over there. The makom where you create a Kiddush Hashem, it might be just that particular makom. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Yetzias Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened up a window to a world that doesn't function within the realm of Teva. And there's a t'nai, it was given on credit. The t'nai is that the person himself do something within his life that's parallel to inyan of Nes to Teva. And the parallel is, it doesn't work within the world of Yesh Miyesh, it works within the context of a Yesh Mai. Thank you.